February 8th. Kindly, candid, and good-natured, the figure of Holy Pope Pius X appeared to me at the time of Holy Communion. He came forward just as he surely looked in his final days. Slightly obese, burdened by ailments, with his silent gait somewhat shuffling, his shoulders somewhat bent, rounded, supporting a head covered with silvery hair, already haloed with splendor, above his short neck, with a youthfulness in the flesh of his elderly face, and a virginal sweetness in the gaze of his limpid, serene eyes. He was wearing the white clothing of the pontiffs, but without a red mantle or camoro. Oh, not at all. He was a priest dressed in white rather than black, that's all. But he was so much himself, that he was more venerable than if he had been in the magnificence of pontifical apotheosis, amid banners and flabella shining guards, the red of cardinals, and so on. He was the Holy Pope. He uplifted his short, chubby hand to bless me. He spoke. Woman blessed by the Lord and the Immaculate Virgin, may the Lord and Mary always be with you. Do not take offense, blessed one. Continue, continue on your way. The Lord is pleased. Be simple, increasingly simple, like a child. One of those children whom our blessed Lord so loved. Feed on the Eucharist, because you are the little host that is consecrated only when our Lord Jesus Christ is transubstantiated in the large host. The more you feed on the Holy Eucharist, then, the more you become a host with him. O blessed one! If I were on the throne of Peter and they told me that there was a creature who had become a voice after having been a voluntary cross, I would not leave you in this anguish. But I would have comforted you with my blessing, reading the blessed pages on my knees. Remain a girl, won't you? Always a girl. A little, little John, with your eyes free from all malice, and your heart free from all pride, to understand the most blessed Master at all times, who provides instruction for the good of many. The Eucharist and simplicity. The way of the children of love. Saint Teresa's way, and also mine as a poor servant of the Lord who is still amazed at having become a pontiff after being a priest. Tilda and he wept gently, humble and holy in his weeping as he was holy in his smile. He lifted up his head and looked at me again, he too, a big child. His expression was so pure. He again smiled at me. I give you my blessing. Are you happy? I bless you, soul of the Lord, and of Mary most holy. Continue in patience and faith in paradise. Nothing is remembered except having always done the most holy will of God, and in this one is blessed. Paradise is so beautiful, that none of the lovely things you see can equal it. You could not see paradise as it is because your heart would burst. When you get the chance, send my blessing to that blessed soul, Sister Giuseppina. Tell her that her patriarch always remembers the institutes of the Most Holy Child Mary, and especially those very dear ones of his Venetian region. Peace, peace to those places and those who live there. And peace to you, little child of my Jesus. Goodbye. Always remember the Pontiff of Children and the Eucharist. He again raised his hand in blessing, and the whiteness of the woolen robe turned into an incandescence in which St. Pius X was transfigured and disappeared. And now I can say that I too, have seen a pontiff. And what a pontiff! Did I transcribe his Venetian words correctly? I tried to represent his words as I heard them being pronounced. But I don't know the Venetian dialect. I have been in Romagna, Lombardy, around Milan, Pavia, Florence, Reggio Calabria, and Via Reggio, but never in the Venetian area. So. But I was very happy that he spoke to me so informally, like a good pastor, as when he was one in his Venetian region, and he was already holy and great in the sight of God, as when, acting as the patriarch and later as the pontiff, he would linger informally with his friends, with the simple folk, with whom the very humble and holy Pope Pius X must have felt quite at ease.